producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Good Day Program are here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen, and a tweet from the Bernie Sanders campaign that, interestingly enough, was taken down earlier this week. Greed, fraud, dishonesty, arrogance. These are just some of the adjectives we use to describe Wall Street. Only problem is they aren't adjectives. That's why they took it down. Those are
a little grammatical error.
Yes. Fraud. Dishonesty. Arrogance. Those are all nouns.
Yes. Now.
You knew that, right?
I did.
All right. While we're in the educationamagogue zone. Yes. The Nashville Public Library had a problem with a few folks who were gathering in the library. Black Lives Matter was having meetings, and they would only let black people come to the meetings.
Uh-oh.
Nashville chapter of Black Lives Matter no longer can meet at the library. It says on their Facebook page, because the library said you couldn't have just black people coming to meetings. Officials of the library told the group that meetings that welcome only people of color cannot take place in a city library or any other city property. Group meetings only open to black people are not allowed. I think that's okay. You think that's okay? Is that, does it depend on where you come from?
Anytime you say that a certain group cannot attend your meeting, I think you have a problem.
Yeah. Especially if it's public funding that's used to build the building or to run the building.
Right.
I just am not one of those people that gets all worked up. I am bothered, as you know, by racism and racist remarks and racist tendencies, and it works on both sides. There are plenty of blacks who are racists and plenty of whites who are racists. So,
and, you know, I don't care because I don't want to go to this meeting, but at the same time,
no, I don't either.
Political correctness is that you just don't exclude groups no matter who you are.
No.
Does Black Lives Matter, like, has the group ever said that white people aren't allowed at their meetings? I mean, I've never heard that
before. What would be the implication?
Before.
Well, wait a minute. Where's that lady who was white that claimed she was black out in, was it Seattle?
Rachel Dolezal.
That's right. Yeah, where'd she go?
I don't know.
We're into this. Yeah. I have posted, Nicole has posted, a number of things. We're getting a little more active with Facebook postings, Twitter postings. Matter of fact, we're going to figure out how to post the program on Facebook and Twitter in the near future. Yesterday, Meredith sent me a picture of a dead lion and a six-year-old boy with a gun standing next to the lion. He had just killed the lion. His father teaching him about how to shoot a gun and how to kill an animal. I was so appalled by that. One of the things that I love about Meredith is the fact that she and I have these values. I mean, when you are attracted to other people, it's because you have similar values. And one of the things that I find abhorrent is this kind of thing. So I posted it. And some of the reaction to it on Facebook, Ronnie writes, well, I don't believe training kids to kill defenseless animals is a good idea. If parents want to show children how to kill, show them YouTube and Daesh and then ask them how they feel.
I don't know what that means.
Well,
I don't know how you can compare hunting to Daesh.
Daesh?
It's, well, it's not Daesh, it's Daesh. But you say Daesh all the time.
I say Daesh.
You do all
the time.
I like
the way it sounds. Daesh.
Right.
I don't know. I'm going to go one step further with that.
Well, I just don't know how you can compare a group of people who kill human beings to people who make a choice to hunt. I don't see the comparison.
Okay. I respect that you don't. I do.
I mean, these are people who violently kill human beings.
Yeah, well, this is a violently killing an animal. I think that obviously
you know,
we would place...
Say, we're at the top of the food chain, and some people hunt, and people, you and Meredith may pull your hair out at this, but hunting is something that doesn't make you a cold-blooded killer of human beings. It's a sport.
I'm not saying that it does, but I'm
some
saying
people
that
do it
it's
for
cold-blooded.
Food.
In this circumstance, it was done for sport. If you need to eat animals, you either eat them or they eat you, then I get it. But to teach a child how to kill something like that, that's how you train people to be in Daesh. That's what they do.
I think that's totally wrong. I think actually hunters are probably some of the greatest respecters of life on the planet. Mm. I would actually submit that to you.
Okay. You're welcome to do that. I don't agree.
Okay, I don't agree with you.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
No, I mean, truly, I think people that teach their kid about life and death, they actually have more respect for the whole process. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who just sort of fuzz their way through life. I'm not a hunter, so I can't give you four examples. I would probably be a vegetarian if I had to go out and kill my own food, because that's just how I'm built.
You would.
But... Yep. At the same time, I've noticed in the circles that I've been in that people that do hunt seem to have a greater respect for the circle of life, the way things work. And I don't think that you can ever equate someone who would go out on a hunting expedition with someone who would lock a human being in a cage and set their body on fire with gasoline and a match. I mean, it just doesn't equate for me.
Okay. We can disagree. It equates for me. David writes... they aren't endangered. We have far more important things to wet our pants about. Let's move on. Let's see. Gloria writes, disgusting. Maya said, so sad. Some of the comments you may appreciate it. You may agree. You may disagree. That's not the point. The point is to have a conversation about it, which is what we're doing. And I appreciate the comments. Lots of comments about Donald Trump and the Nevada caucus. Let's see here. Wendy writes, Marco Rubio represents no threat. He's undermined himself with his attendance record. See, that's one of the things that really hasn't gotten as much attention as I think it ought to. The guy hasn't shown up for... He got paid to vote in the Senate and be there. He didn't show up.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Why is he even a competitor here?
People who have jobs, and many of the candidates did, you know, governors and senators and that
sort
of thing. When you have jobs and you're getting paid to run for either re-election or election to a new office, I think you're right. I think that's pretty problematic, although not unheard of. I mean, I looked it up at the beginning, and yeah, Rubio, of all the people running, had the worst attendance record in the Senate. But it was nothing compared to what Obama and Kerry had when they were running for the presidency.
No, it's
so
the same
it's not
thing.
Unheard of.
They're both the same. They're all the same. They're phonies. They lie. They cheat. They steal. And that's all. This is the outlay. If they're willing to steal money from the public and do it as blatantly as Rubio has done, and I'm not talking about the actual time it takes to run for the presidency. I'm talking about looking back over his term. Cruz doesn't have that. I don't actually know that much about Cruz's record.
His record isn't terrible. I mean, obviously it's taken a hit.
But that's what they're there for. What are they doing with their time?
But he does go in for the important votes, which I think is a credit to him.
Oh, of course it is, yeah.
It is. Hey,
at
least
he's paid to do?
Exactly. Yeah. Some of them aren't. Yeah. And that's what, you know, that's another reason to add in the win column for Donald Trump for me, is that he talks about, I'll run for 4 years. That's my term, and if I do a good job, you can reelect me, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what most people need to be saying is, I'm here to serve you for my initial term. If you like me, vote for me again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice. It's good. Nothing wrong with that. In a moment, a massive Mars chocolate recall. We'll have that information. And now I'm going to be sad for a few moments because it'll mean I will not be able to have a Three Musketeers bar this week, Jennifer. Very sad. The information...
You'll be able to carry on.
Right. Maybe not even... I can't get a Snickers either. No Snickers? No Three Musketeers? How can life go on?
You'll be okay.
16 past the hour on Good Day.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
All right, 18 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jen, no Snickers, Duggies. No M&Ms. I think this is a little over
is
the
top. Is life worth even living?
I know. One person in Germany found a piece of red plastic in their Snickers bar. Yum. Mars says they can't be sure the plastic was only in Snickers, so they recalled all the products made in the factory. Goodness. And that's like
how ridiculous is that? I mean, one piece of candy has red plastic in it, and now this corporation is going to have to lose so much money to bring all those candies back in. Oh boy!
The story of
Doug Steffen. It's a rat tail. If you see red plastic in your candy bar, pull it out.
And don't eat it.
I mean, give me a break. Are we that silly now that we can't pull the plastic out of our candy before ingesting it?
Yes, we are.
Good God.
All right, story of a Swedish teenager rescued from Daesh in Iraq. Speaking of the hard life she endured before being rescued by Kurdish special forces, 16-year-old girl, here she is.
And when we come to Syria, we took the ISIS took us in a bus with some other women and men to Mosul in Iraq. And after that, I get my house. And in the house, we didn't have anything, no electricity, no water, nothing. And didn't have any money either. And it was really hard life. So when I had a phone, I started to contact my mom. And I said to her that I want to go home. So she contacted the Swedish authority. Now when I'm here in Erbil, I want to thank the Security Council of Kurdistan Region. And I want to thank them to send me back to freedom and meet my family again.
15 years old, traveling with her 19-year-old boyfriend. Where are her parents?
I know.
Huh? And so she's captured and in some sort of camp for a year. And now she's been rescued or released or whatever it is. But she was 15 years old. She went there with her 19-year-old boyfriend just for fun. What did they think was going to happen? She didn't know anything about ISIS, she said. Really? That's what I like. There's good education obviously going on in Sweden as well as here in America.
Perfectly equipped for European travel.
Right. And who lets their 15-year-old leave the house with a 19-year-old boy? Who does that?
I used to know parents who let their 15-year-old daughter date a 29-year-old.
I don't think so.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly.
Gross.
21 after the hour.
Blah.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, three times, three days in the living room.
Three. Yes. All right, you'll be saying yes when you win this great book by Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work. So we have come up with three songs. I don't know if I'm going to have to help you a little bit or not. I'm hoping I don't have to help you a little, as I want to see you win. 888-302-3684. There are three songs here. Artists and songs have something in common. So if you have it figured out, that's very swell. Is that very swell? That doesn't sound good. Very cool. Very swell and very cool. First song in this set of three is Mark Anthony, I Need to Know. Need to know. You know what I mean, Jennifer? I need to know. It's a big song from 1999. It was his first hit, and he has had a number of successes since then. So, anyway, this song, And You Sang to Me, was only big songs in this country. Crank it up, Kara.
My every thought is of this being true. It's getting harder not to think of you. Girl, I'm exactly where I want to be.
Song number one, I Need to Know. What does this song have in common with Looking Out My Back Door by Jeff Bridges? Yes, that Jeff Bridges. Carrie, can we find the one from Creedence? She didn't find the one from Creedence. I don't know why they used this one. He did a cover of this song and some other stuff when he said he wanted to release an album. Actually, he's done two albums. You know that? Jeff Bridges has two albums.
I did not know yet.
All right, look out my back door. There we go. This is it. Now you're talking. Or now you're singing. All right, what does I Need to Know have in common with Looking Out My Back Door and then the McCartney and Wings song, Let 'Em In?
Someone's knocking at the door.
All right, come on, folks.
Somebody's ringing the bell.
News.
Do me a favor.
Do me a favor. Figure it out.
Let
Let them in.
There you go.
888-302-3684. So what do these three songs have in common? This was the number one hit from 1976 when he was just getting really warmed up with Wings. His 12th top 10 hit features a long list of names. Let's see who was on this. The Everly Brothers. And Ringo is on this. It's kind of cool. All right, let him in. Crank it up. Come on, you folks. Where's your imagination?
Satisfaction
from figuring this out. Play I need to know. Play it. Looking out my door. Play and let him in. Uh-huh. Do I need to use letters here?
Yeah.
How about IBF?
Is that a condition?
That's right.
Do you need medication, Dougie?
Oh, my God. All right. Let's see what we got here. Cooking with Steve. Hello there, Steve. How are you doing? Where are you? He's in Bishopville. Hello, Steve. How are you doing?
Good. And you?
I'm well, thank you for asking. I am in the pink today. Actually, I have on a nice new white bathrobe. I'm all set, ready to go. You're happy to hear that. That's probably too much information. So, Steve, what do these three songs have in common?
Dealing with the door. Looking out the door.
Dealing with the door. That's warm. Let them in. Looking out my back door. I need to know. Yeah. That's not quite close enough, though. Let me see if I can get a little better answer from Russell. All right, Russell, what's the story here? What brings these songs together?
Apple's refusal to unlock the phone.
There's the man. He's got it. Russell
good
wins the prize.
Job.
Songs to Apple from the FBI. All right. Good man. This came from Randy on Twitter. Good suggestion, Randy. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people change their homes or move to a new apartment. If possible, bring your dog or cat to the new home for short trips before you actually move in. Before bringing the pet into the new home, here's what I suggest that you do. Have his food and water dish, his treats spread around the house. Unwashed articles of the family clothing will help adjust the dog and make him feel at home. His bed, his toys, all of that should be at the new location before he arrives. And it's always a good idea to get down on your hands and knees, and this is so important, crawl around the house, including the backyard, and make sure it's secure. There's no way for your pet to get out, because when he gets to a new environment, he's going to be a little confused. It's also important to get the dog or the cat involved. Let him know you're packing. Talk to him about moving to that new location. Just be careful, and remember, when you move, you may have to change your ID tag and the information on your microchip, which can easily be done by contacting the company. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Starting Thursday, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing tomorrow through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchases.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend, actually my friends. I have a number of friends here. Jennifer
this is your
Horn
new thing.
Being one
we
of
must,
them.
You must really like us.
I really do. Dr. Ronald Hoffman will join us, another friend, with a focus on the new fears. Let's all get scared about Zika. Zika here, Zika there, Zika everywhere. I don't mean to minimize it, but I think, as usual, the news media is having their way with us. The situation in Kalamazoo, Michigan, where the bad guys shot things up this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The people who died
include Uber fares.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Jo, well, that's not... people are making more of that than I think ought to be made of it. That's just me.
Well, I mean, I think it's weird that he was taking drivers. I'm not talking about...
the guy was out of his mind, obviously.
Yeah, I'm not talking about anything bad with Uber. Don't worry. I'm just saying...
I'm not worried.
I'm just saying, it's weird that the guy was taking fares while he was driving.
The guy was insane. Anybody who does, by definition, anything like that is insane. So the sad part of this couple of sisters, Mary Jo and Mary Lou Nye, two of the six victims who lost their lives during these shootings, they had finished dinner together. They were leaving the restaurant with friends. So they come from families that basically, when you look at them, they're like sweet ladies. Very nice. But they, like others in this sort of a circumstance, did not have any money. They don't have money. Their families didn't have money to lay them to rest. So a GoFundMe was started for them. And in 2 days, 215 people had contributed $10,645. And people wonder, what did families do before they could ask? There are some who are not supportive of this kind of thing at all, Jennifer. They think this is like begging, like public begging. But if you have a difficult circumstance and people are willing to help, I don't know that I find anything wrong with that. It's up to you.
I don't find anything wrong with it either.
This is back to what we talk about a lot, the government extorting money out of you for things that they want to support. Not necessarily do I want to support. We talk about Planned Parenthood, for example. I think they do great stuff at Planned Parenthood, but they ought to be able to survive on their own in one way or another so that there isn't a controversy about funding them or any other charity. The government of the United States is not about charity, is it? Or is it? Look at all the welfare. Isn't that charity? Maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way.
The government is a lot about charity. I mean, I've always thought that instead of funding stuff like Planned Parenthood, you should be given a list of charities every year that you can donate money to if you'd like. Take them off of public funding and let the people decide where they want their money to go and then give them a nice tax credit at the end of the year.
All right, here's another one. A 97-year-old lady named Marie Hatch has cancer, dying. She's been in the same home for 66 years. Her landlord died. The new owner has told her that she has 60 days to get out. The old owner was letting her stay there rent-free. She's 97 years old and has cancer. And the guy who bought the house said, "You're out in 60 days." So people in the town where she comes from said they wanted to help that lady out. They're fighting eviction by raising money. The request went up yesterday, and in one day, 500 people gave $26,000 to help this lady who doesn't have any money to get treated. I don't understand why it is at 96. I'm back to, I shouldn't be laughing about this, but I'm back to the system. And who rips off the system and gets away with stuff that's like some of these welfare people, and I don't mean this to sound crude or crass or harsh, but we all know that there are plenty of people collecting welfare with no business. Here's the story. Listen to this. I have a fellow that I know, and his relation to me was not something that's an important part of the story. He has a daughter who's 29 years old.
Okay.
This daughter moved out of the house when she was 16. She got pregnant, got a baby. Had the baby, got pregnant again. And this is, by the way, the bottom line of the story is, over a 7-year period, she had 4 children, all by different men. She's on welfare, has never had a job in her life.
Wow.
She now has cancer, breast cancer, and esophageal cancer, because she's been smoking since she was 12. And she's on all kinds of chemotherapy and radiation, all paid for by the taxpayer. Now, am I heartless? Am I cruel? Is this something that is we ought to be taking care of her? Under the circumstances, I don't know, I guess there's a fine line here, but she knew what she was doing. She decided, she knew, and her family is not one, well, her mother probably taught her this, knowing what I know about her mother. To let the system take care of you. Go have babies and don't work. Take care of them or they'll somehow or other take care of you with money.
Well, I think that's a societal problem. I mean, I hate saying this because everybody's saying this, but that's why Donald Trump is so popular. It's because we're sick and tired.
The abuses.
We're sick and tired of the abuses, but also there's a really scary shift going on in the country right now.
Yeah.
Our country was founded on people wanting something better for themselves, on wanting a better life, on looking for freedoms that they had to work for and that they had to earn. And because we've had it so good for so long, I think the class of people that are growing up and that are going to take over just don't have that. They're waiting for the government to take care of them. They're waiting to see what kind of handouts they can get. What's in it for me? There's a lack of passion and drive in people that I think is really, it scares a lot of the folks in my age and older, I think.
Yeah. Well, it is a little bit scary under the circumstances. Excuse me. I just think that we've got so many priorities screwed up here. Oof. And we're teaching people how to use the system and abuse it. One more focus here before we get to Dr. Ron. This is from the University of Houston. Students now can carry concealed weapons. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
University of Houston has now allowed students to have concealed guns. There is a faculty group on campus advising staff to stop talking about things in class that would require students or allow students to come during their visiting hours to the office. You know how professors have office hours?
Yep.
The profs, the faculty group, wants to cut those out because they don't trust that the students won't come in with a gun and ask for higher grades.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
Of course it does. Here, are you kidding? Some guy going to the office
and say,
a guy who's crazy enough
to take a gun into a professor's office and hold it up for him is going to pay attention to any rules that are set forth. The people that conceal carry are typically responsible gun owners.
Typically.
They're not people that go and wave their weapons around like it's the Wild Wild West. Give me a break.
No, I think you're naive.
Bad guys don't follow the rules, Dougie. Mm-hmm. They don't. If you are bad enough to go in and intimidate a professor for a grade with a weapon, you are not paying attention to whether your campus is a gun-free zone or not.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I'm bringing to you a report from the faculty at the University of Houston. You make up your own mind whether you think they're overreacting, whether it's a good idea. The guns have now been allowed in all the Texas universities. New law was passed last August.
Because, like I just said, the bad guys don't pay attention to the rules. To tie the hands of the good guys is the problem. If these guys are properly trained and respectful, why not?
They are.
The only thing about this that's a little concerning to me is whether or not, like, when you know to report someone having a gun on campus is if everyone's allowed to have one.
Everybody is.
Concealed carry, typically they have to conceal.
It doesn't mean that you can't see it, you know, if they move their shirt or something. So, like, last year on American University's campus in D.C., someone called the police and they shut the whole campus down because they saw someone walking with a gun. Well, it was one of the campus police officers, but he was in plain clothes.
Mm.
So it ended up being this whole huge deal, and it was for nothing. So it's just kind of a matter of, you know, I'm still going to be scared if I see someone on campus with a gun because I'm terrified. I went to a huge university and I was just waiting for it to happen. And maybe I'm the only one who thinks that.
How sad.
But I know it is sad. I think it's really sad.
For it.
But it's just a matter of, okay, well, maybe someone who has it is completely innocent and they are following all the rules. But it's just, you know, then if you see someone else who has a gun, are you not supposed to report it? Because you think, okay, well, maybe they're just following the rules and they, you know, legally have this gun. I don't know.
I rest my case. 43 past the hour. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us next here on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Thank you.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Hi, I'm Senator Kay Wolf from Kansas and Chair of Women in Government. As a patient, especially with a complex or chronic disease, it may take a long time to find the right treatment regimen that works. Even if you're stable on your medication, increased out-of-pocket costs or coverage restrictions may cause you to change to another treatment that may not be as effective. This change can also happen at the pharmacy, so be sure to keep an eye on any changes to your treatment and talk to your doctor about medication options. For more information, please visit womeningovernment.org.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Did you know Leap Day is coming up? Leap Day happens every 4 years on February 29th. So the wait is over, and so is your wait for savings. Everyone loves a deal, and now's a great time to give yourself or your family a way to save. Did you know for just $35 a month, Total Wireless provides unlimited talk and text, plus 2.5 gigabytes of data with service on America's most dependable network, all with no contract? And that also means no contract family plans, which start with 2 lines and 5 gigabytes of shared data across devices at $60 a month. And right now at Walmart, get a new LG 22 phone for as low as $39.88. Need extra data for your extra day this year? Total Wireless has you covered with the flexibility to add more data as needed. For just $10, you can add 1.5 gigabytes of carryover data that never expires with active service. So leap into extra savings this year with Total Wireless. For terms and conditions, visit TotalWireless.com.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Dr. Ron Hoffman is joining us now. His website, drhoffman.com, full of fantastic things in his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Look forward to reading it every week. Highlights of health talk and conversation based on what people are doing in research, based on what he's finding on his own weekend radio program from listeners, based on the people on his staff. He practices medicine in New York City. And so as a New Yorker, a big city, I'm sure you hear from your patients about Zika and whether they ought to be afraid or not. There are 14 new reports of the virus being transmitted by sex here in our country, including to pregnant women. I can't believe people are this stupid. Honestly, I really can't. After all of the information that's screaming from everywhere, people just don't. I mean, maybe this is why there's so much of this, Ron. I mean, that is the. I'm decrying how much time is being spent on this, but in this circumstance, maybe it's warranted. What do you think?
Well, you know, this is a big public health experiment because it's a new disease. It may affect 30 to 40 million people in the Western Hemisphere by the time it's over. And we don't know what the implications are in terms of pregnancy. It's actually not been entirely established conclusively that the Zika virus is responsible for these terrible birth defects, microcephaly, small-headed babies with intellectual impairment.
Yeah.
But it's likely. It's also associated with paralysis in a very small number of cases.
Uh-huh.
Usually people get it, and they may have a mild fever or rash or have aches and pains. So they know they have it, but it's relatively mild. The new thing is that it may be sexually transmitted. So here's an interesting wrinkle. Can you imagine a scenario in which a man who has gone to part south, to the Caribbean, returns and is refused in terms of having sex with a woman up here in the States?
She wants to have sex with somebody, and the guy says, no, you were just in Brazil.
Or vice versa, because, you know, the woman may say, no, you have to wear a condom because I'm afraid that you might transmit Zika to me.
Uh-huh.
The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, already has advised travelers to be aware of the risk and recommends that men who've traveled to Zika-affected zones should use a condom if they want to be absolutely sure they don't infect sex partners.
Uh-huh.
So that is a whole new wrinkle on the, shall we say, the Tinder scene. You know. Ask part of the questionnaire is, have you been to the Caribbean? Have you been to Haiti? Or have you been to Venezuela?
Uh-huh.
I won't have sex with you. Let's move on to the next eligible candidate. It's quite a weird scenario. And then, of course, we're in the middle of winter here, and we don't know what's going to happen once the mosquito that transmits this virus inevitably moves north to parts of, at very least, the southern United States, and maybe all up and down the eastern seaboard and into the Midwest. This is the prospect that we may be facing this summer.
So you're not poo-pooing this?
No. I'm actually not, because, look, usually, you know, they wave their hands and they make a big deal out of this, and people in the field of public health are in the business of raising alarms. That's how they garner power and authority and money, and that's how they develop expensive new vaccines. This may or may not be the terrible specter that they're making out to be.
Well, there are a lot of people who were thinking that this was a play on, you know, somebody's part to get more vaccines. I'm looking at these, looking at pictures of these mosquitoes. I know, of course, who's going to know by looking at a mosquito whether they're, who looks at a mosquito?
Right. Are you a good mosquito or are you a bad mosquito?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah. So, but I think there's a lot of rumors to this versus what's fact. And I think that's always what's difficult under the circumstances.
You do. And there's even a conspiracy theory that the whole thing is a cover-up for the fact that Monsanto, or a company that was affiliated with Monsanto, sprayed an area with very dangerous pesticide, and the pesticide is what's causing the birth defects.
Yeah.
I'm a little skeptical of that conspiracy theory.
Even though you're not a big fan of Monsanto.
There's something real behind the Zika outbreak.
Yeah. There's something there. It's now raised. I think there's enough time that has elapsed that we can give it some credibility that concerns about
it. All right. Away.
Yep, thank you. Dr. Ron Hoffman, check out his website, drhoffman.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future.
Always love my friend and yours, Warren Eckstein's theme. You know what? I've never actually heard the beginning of your program. I've listened to you. Warren does a weekend pet show. Been on the air for now. This is his 83rd year. It's a superb program. As you can tell by how long he's been around. I don't know whether you use that as a theme though or not. Is that where did we get that music? I have
no idea.
Really?
A rich find, because we have a whole different theme we use on the show.
Why don't we just use the theme you use on your show?
Hey, I'm only the talent.
No. All right. So, Karen, find whatever it is that you use on weekends for Warren's show, and that's what we should use for the theme. This is silly. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there are a number of things, including our poll of the day today, which gets you to focus on your pet and your relationship with your pet, training your dog, in focus up next year with Warren Eckstein on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 56 minutes after the hour. Warren Eckstein is here. Our video of the day today at DougStefan.com is from listener Janet. She found this cute compilation video of dogs that have trouble figuring out how to go up and down the stairs. So I think she trains her. Well, I think that sort of thing, when you're a puppy, is just because you're awkward, not because you don't know how to do it, right?
Well, the people try it backwards. The first thing you need to do is teach a dog to go up a step before you try to teach a dog to go down a step. They don't understand the concept. So you start out by sitting on the bottom step with the dog, let him go down one step, after a day or two, go up to the second step, gradually build his confidence, he'll have no problem. But all of a sudden, people assume that if they put the dog at the top of the steps, he's going to figure out how to come down.
Uh-huh. That's cute. The poll at DougStefan.com asks, when you're training your dog, which took the longest, getting them housebroken, learning to use the stairs, learning their name, other, I've never owned a dog, getting them housebroken. You know what? I never had a problem with Charlotte. She just knew that she wasn't supposed to go in the house.
Well, you know, some dogs are automatically like that, but there are certain dogs that have been confined in kennels and get used to being around their own mess, and therefore it's not as easy to housebreak them. But the big problem is people try so many different things. If the dog has an accident, they'll take the dog over to the accident. They'll say, bad dog, fooey, what did you do? Wait till daddy comes home. But if you take the dog over to an accident, all you're doing is telling the dog it's bad to have an accident in that location. Yeah. It's not the act of having the accident. Yeah. So it's very easy. There's not a dog in America that's healthy that can not be housebroken in 12 to 14 days.
Yeah. I just remember when older Charlotte was incontinent a bit, and every once in a while she couldn't hold it, and I can remember her, you could feel it in her how she didn't like the fact that she had done a business in the house. It was just...
They get embarrassed. You know, I talked about that, and people thought I was crazy, Doug, but dogs and cats do get embarrassed.
Yeah, right.
And the hardest thing is getting people over describing their dog's accidents, the terms they use, like my dog Rainy Rained in the living room, or left me a gift.
There's a story in the Better Living Box today at DougStefan.com from your blog about these prison inmates that are knitting sweaters for shelter dogs. It's on the Pet Show's Facebook page. What a great idea.
You believe I'm in a fight right now, in a major battle with a shelter here in Southern California that refuses to let the animals have blankets in their kennels. These are dogs and cats that are waiting for homes that were abused, and they're freezing and they're cold, and they refuse to have blankets there because it's too much work for them to wash them.
Morons.
Well,
then they should do, nobody should support them then. They are not to be supported, period. End of story. There was a Canadian cat cafe. That is a cafe where they held adoptions for cats. And they've had to close temporarily because they don't have enough cats for people to adopt. I suppose that's a good problem, right? Story.
That's a great problem. I think more of those cafes should open up. More cats should find homes. Even do a dog cafe.
I think having a dog cafe would be a swell idea. And what a perfect place where you are and I am in Santa Monica. That's a great place for that sort of thing. All right, Warren. Thank you. Warren Eckstein. ThePetShow.com is his website.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.